Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is May 7th. The Roman Show returns to the airwaves. Today, we welcome title contender Anthony Johnson, who faces off against Daniel Cormier for the UFC light heavyweight title on May 23rd. Also, lead singer of the new old school metal band Night Demon, Jarvis, joins us here today as the band will be making their debut in South Florida. This plus much more today on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the face.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're going flying.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go, Blaine.
Calm.
We're going flying.
GNC.
We're going.
Telling you, go.
Control.
FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome, everyone. This is May 7th. The Roman Show returns back to the airwaves. Took a little break last week, but we'll be all right. We're bringing you the same action, same stuff that you guys enjoy. This is May 7th episode. Again, we welcome today Anthony Johnson, who faces Daniel Cormier at the upcoming UFC pay-per-view May 23rd, the Memorial Day weekend. And originally, Johnson was supposed to face John Jones. We all know what happened with Jones. He got in an accident. He took off. A pregnant lady was injured during this transcourse of this accident, unfortunately. And John Jones pretty much just lost it. And he could be facing some prison time. That yet is yet to be determined. So now Johnson faces Daniel Cormier, who makes sense to get a title shot. DC faced off against Jones. He was defeated by Jones. DC just didn't seem like he could do anything against him. And interesting enough, you will hear what Johnson thinks how DC performed in that fight. Also on the fight card bill, you have Vitor Belfort versus Chris Weidman for the middleweight title. That's going to be a great one, and we're working on getting Vitor Belfort here on the program to hear his thoughts. And by the way, if you haven't seen pictures of the Vitor Belfort, the guy looks in phenomenal shape. I know he was caught with the whole TRT, but boy, does he look awesome. Better than when allegedly he was taking these steroids. Also on today, we have Jarvis of Night Demon. Night Demon will be making their debut here in Florida May 14th, next week at Churchill's Pub, that's located in Miami. Night Demon, you need to check out their music. They're a very old school metal band. Reminds me a little bit about Black Sabbath, old school Metallica. That is who they are. Jarvis will be joining us here later in just a few seconds, actually, to talk about what people can expect when they come into town. And we want to give a special thanks to Fort Rock Festival. What a time we had. We got to spend time with the Butcher Babies, the Vamps, or not the Vamps, but Vamps of the Japanese band, Breaking Benjamin and Lola Black. And what a great performance from all the bands. If you haven't had the opportunity, head on over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201, to view some of the interviews. There will be some more interviews being posted in just a few moments. We're going to have Vamps up next. But we have Breaking Benjamin. We have Butcher Babies up on the website right now on theromanshow.com or our YouTube channel. So check them out. Find out what these groups are up to. And check out the amazing images we have from the performances by visiting theromanshow.com or simply heading to The Roman Show fan page. That's facebook.com/Roman Show Media. What a great set of images you're going to see there. Papa Roach, Vamps, in this moment, Slipknot, and so much more. So head on over right now to theromanshow.com. That is your house, your home for the coolest images of Fort Rock Festival. And hey, we probably got you. So go ahead and check it out and feel free to share it on Facebook. Well, the Roman Show will be headed to Japan next month. And we will be bringing you some great, great content. So stay tuned for that. I want to give a special shout out to OchoaOnline.com. They are the ones in charge who put the great website, TheRomanShow.com. Check them out, OchoaOnline.com. They give you a great website for an affordable price. You don't believe in, give them a call. Visit them right now. OchoaOnline.com. Now we're going to welcome in Jarvis of Night Demon. Hey guys, if you need a little massage at an affordable price, look no further than massagesandspace.com. Massagesandspace.com. They will hook you up with an amazing massage at an affordable price. Don't believe me? Check them out. They are in Miami. Massagesandspace.com. Tell them the Roman Show sent you. All right, rock fans, make sure that you set up on your calendar Thursday, May 14th at Churchill's. Night Demon, all the way from California, is traveling down here to go ahead and make us jam. Jarvis of Night Demon is joining us right now on The Roman Show. Jarvis, thanks so much, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
Awesome. You know, you guys are coming to Miami. I was actually explaining to you prior to the interview that Churchill, you're coming down here. How did you guys book the tour on this place? It's very well known down here in South Florida.
Half the tour we kind of did ourselves, you know. We just knew a bunch of bands and stuff around the country, and the second half was booked by our booking agent, Zach, who books I Hate God. He's the one who got us that gig. So looking forward to it. I don't know too much about it, but from what you told me, yeah, it definitely looks to be a cool thing. And the band has yet to come to Florida, so I know there's a lot of people out there excited to see us, so it should be great.
That's awesome. So it's your debut right here in South Florida. Now, Night Demon, you guys are from Southern California, an old school type of metal band. Tell me about how you guys got together and some of the challenges when you produced your first album, which just recently was released.
We got together. We've all been playing music for a long time in Ventura, California. Just kind of knew each other through the scene, and we all kind of had this love for this traditional metal, so we just started playing together, and we didn't do anything for about the first year. We just recorded like an EP, and we didn't really take it very seriously. We didn't think anybody would really care about it. And a lot of our friends were like, "Man, you guys gotta do this band. You gotta do this band." So we released that EP, and a lot of people went nuts for it, especially in Europe. So we started touring and supporting that, and then we got going on the full length. Done through Century Media, so that was good. There's a lot of, this is a full-time job for us. You know, we tour like 8 months out of the year, so there's a lot of things, there's a lot of setbacks. I mean, I'm sitting in the van right now, and there's a parking ticket on the window because we didn't pay attention to where we parked, there's all kinds of stuff that happens every day, but that's just part of the game, you just gotta get through that stuff and learn from your mistakes and keep moving forward.
So Curse of the Damned, it was released earlier this year, your first full album. Tell us about this album. I've actually had a chance to listen to some of the songs, like Screams in the Dark, and I saw the video too, which was really, really cool. So tell me about the album so people can know about it. And right now they can purchase it right now on iTunes and Amazon.
Yeah. It's just basically like, I don't know. It's like if you like old Iron Maiden or like old Metallica, stuff like that. I mean, it's right up your alley. It's really melodic too. At the same time, it's not just like modern heavy at all. We recorded the album mostly live too, so it's kind of got that live feel to it. It's pretty stripped down, but for the most part, it's an ode to like early '80s kind of hard rock, but. It's definitely something that, we've been influenced by most of our lives. So it comes like second nature to us. And there's a theme for it, which is really nice. And we're enjoying traveling all over the world with this thing and just doing what we do.
You're definitely right when you say about Metallica. I kind of heard that in Screams in the Night. Kind of reminded me of Whiskey in the Jar a little bit in that song. Tell me about the hit, Screams in the Night, and the inspiration behind it.
There's a comic book that was written that we were written into called Blood Sacrifice. And when we did the album, we didn't want to do a concept album, but we wanted to do like a soundtrack to the comic book. So that song is about like the first scene of the comic. In the music video, there are some pages from the comic in it, kind of illustrating, you know, going along with the lyrics, kind of about like an axe murder, like an 80s horror movie kind of thing, you know. So that's the direct inspiration for that.
That is great. So what can people expect from the show down here in Florida? First time down here. How long is the set going to be? How many songs are we going to be expecting from you guys? And tell me about all the excitement you're going to bring.
Well, our songs, we try not to have, most metal bands have kind of long songs. You know, ours is, we try and keep ours pretty short and to the point. So, I mean, at that show, I mean, it's going to be loud, it's going to be fast, you know, probably an hour and 15 minutes set, maybe 18, 19 songs. And, you know, we have a little bit of production on our end, so it's gonna look cool. The stage is going to look good. It's going to be, you know, a lot of energy there in the house for sure. If the weather doesn't get us down too much, I'm sure it'll be fine.
And now, what time is the show going to start?
That I do not know. I have not advanced. I have had to talk to my road manager. I haven't advanced the show yet. I'm sure there's info on their website or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Showtime, normal showtime, whatever that is.
Well, that down here in Florida, parties start at 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. So, but
yeah,
I'm sure
right,
it's a little
right,
earlier
right.
than that. Well, for information, guys, you can check out nightdemon.net. That's nightdemon.net. Looking forward to seeing you guys down here in Florida. And I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be rocking and jamming down here.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Awesome, Jarvis. Talk to you soon, and we'll see you down here. All right, everyone. That was Jarvis of Night Demon. And by the way, just to get everything straightened out here, the show, according to their website at churchillspub.com, the event will take place at 9 p.m. Now, who is part of this bill? Well, you got Night Demon. You got Drew Cunt Knuckles. That is the name of the band. I know it's pretty wild here. Necromantic and Satanic Turd. Worship One. Those are the bands on scheduled to be part of this night, May 14th at Churchill's Pub. So the event starts at 9 p.m. The Churchill's Pub. You can check out for ticket information, churchillspub.com. As you can check out Jarvis and Night Demon, May 14th. For more information on Night Demon, you can visit facebook.com/Night Demon Band. You can check out their Facebook fan page. And again, yes, this is true. The band, there's another band on the bill called Cunt Knuckles. That's true. We're not making this up, guys. This is very true. And if you don't believe me, you can check it out for yourselves by visiting the churchillspub.com website to get some ticket information and price information. And they are located at 5501 Northeast 2nd Avenue. That's 5501 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami, Florida. Thank goodness for Churchill. And it usually goes all the way up to 3 a.m. It's an 18 and over event, so rock on. All right, guys, we're going to talk some sports now. Quickly, we're going to talk about some pro wrestling because Sami Zayn made his debut on Monday Night Raw this week. It was great, great stuff against John Cena. If you haven't had the opportunity to see his debut, please do so. It was awesome. I can't tell you how good it was. And unfortunately, he got hurt. He injured a shoulder that he had originally injured in the past, in which he got surgery for. But the man, regardless, performed, and he had a great performance against John Cena, pass the torch, but welcomed him to the WWE and inside the squared circle. Mad props to John Cena for that. That's one thing that John Cena is. He's a very humble guy. Guy doesn't really try to get all the pop and so forth. So, yeah, you might not like him a lot, but the guy does do what he has to do. And that's welcome. But unfortunately, like I said, he injured his shoulder. They did an MRI. Rumor has it Sami Zayn, unfortunately, might be out for about 2 to 3 months out of action. That's very unfortunate. Well, rumors are circulating that wrestlers in TNA just won out. They're not paying enough. And a rumored Chinese tour that was scheduled has been scratched. So where do these guys go? Many of them are trying to find work somewhere else because they're just not paying them enough. Or they're just not getting their... We've all heard the rumors that they're not getting their checks on time and so forth. So TNA is right now, not officially, but rumors are circulating that they're not doing too well financially. We hope that is not true because, heck, we want TNA. We want WWE like that. You know, you got to give the pro wrestling fan a choice. And it's a great thing. It's a very great thing. And we understand now that they just hired Billy Corgan as a producer or writer of TNA. So hopefully he does a great job with our product and kind of gives it a facelift. GWF, Global Force Wrestling, GFW of Jeff Jarrett, has now announced a roster. Jeff Jarrett formerly owned TNA. He left and now has started this thing. Now, there has been a lot of rumors. There's been a lot of hype. Who was going to be on it? When it was going to happen? They're having some tapings shortly in New Orleans. And they have announced the roster, which includes Davey Boy Smith, a.k.a. David Hart Smith. He wrestled up in WWE. PJ Black, a.k.a. Justin Gabriel, another guy who wrestled in WWE. Doc Gallows, a.k.a. Luke Gallows, who also wrestled in the WWE. You got Carl Anderson. And UFC fighter Chael Sonnen, former UFC fighter Chael Sonnen, will be an expert analyst or perhaps a commentator of GFW. That'd be pretty cool to see Chael Sonnen as a professional wrestling. He has done it, though. He has served as an announcer or commentator in the past for pro wrestling. So I'm sure he'll do a great job. Very interesting of Chael Sonnen and what he's going to say. Folks, on May 23rd, Anthony Johnson squares off against Daniel Cormier. Personally, I like this matchup. I think it's going to be a great one. And by the way, talking about fight cards and fights and so forth, I'll be giving my opinion on the whole Mayweather Pacquiao fight. I know they just filed this lawsuit against Pacquiao for not delivering a good product, but I have my fear. I have my share in that. I really do. But Anthony Johnson will square off against DC. And I find this a very interesting one. DC obviously is a beast as a wrestler, but his striking game has improved like none ever. He is a beast. If you look at his time in Strikeforce, he was knocking people out from left to right. Just look at his record. But so is Johnson. So, does DC take it to the ground? His bread and butter is. Or does he trade blows with Johnson? I prefer they trade blows. I want to see that. But we will have to wait and see. If that matchup is scheduled for May 23rd, part of the UFC pay-per-view coming up this month. And I'm so really, really pumped for this because, honestly, I just have it a coin toss because I know DC feels very comfortable when it comes to striking. And he's going to test it out. And I know Johnson's been knocking people out from left to right. But contrary to what others think, I think that DC is going to try his chances at Johnson to see if someone gets knocked down. They're going to give a show to the fans. We'll be right back with Anthony Johnson. Hey, guys, get your stuff a website. Get your business up to date. OchoaOnline.com will take care of that for you. That's OchoaOnline.com. Check them out. They are the ones responsible for putting together TheRomanShow.com. Check them out right now. OchoaOnline.com. All right, Anthony, well, thanks so much, man. First and foremost, you're fighting Daniel Cormier May 23rd, UFC 187, scheduled to fight John Jones. This whole thing happens with John Jones. What was your reaction when you heard to the story? Because here you are, you're getting ready, prepared for Jones, and all of a sudden it turned you this curveball that, no, you're not. You're going to fight Daniel Cormier. What was your first reaction to that?
I mean, it was cool with me. You know, I was just happy that I still had a fight lined up. At this point, it really didn't matter who I was fighting. Well, it really never matters who I'm fighting. I just wanted to fight, and I wanted to fight for a title.
When the news comes out with Jones, obviously there was a title on the line, but Jones was considered to be the pound-for-pound top fighter in mixed martial arts. So not only did you have that the title was going to be in the line, but also that prestige, you know, defeating someone that was pound for pound. Did you consider that? Did you think about that? And now, obviously, that's now gone since you're fighting DC.
Yeah, Jones is, in my opinion, still pound for pound the best fighter out there. I just feel like both of us missed out on a great opportunity because it was his chance to prove that he is the pound for pound guy, because if he would have beat me, he would have cleaned out the division. And it was just to the point also that I had an opportunity to show the world that, hey, this guy is human, because he seemed so unbeatable. And it just seemed like a missed opportunity for right now. But I believe John will come back stronger and will eventually fight.
Now, you guys were kind of friends when you did the whole prank in front of Dana White. You haven't communicated with him since, though, or have you?
No, I mean, I wouldn't consider us friends. I respect them. Honestly, I don't know John from the man on the moon. You know what I mean? He's an athlete. I'm an athlete. We are professionals, so I'm going to treat him as a professional and as a human. But we're definitely cool. I wouldn't consider us friends, but I'll say what's up to him, and I'd even hang out with him. You know what I mean? So I don't have anything against him at all.
Now, you fight Daniel Cormier. He just recently fought Jones, and he lost that bout. Well, looking at that fight, were there some things that Daniel Cormier, some of his holes in his fight game that you saw against Jones, that Jones opened up and just brought it out to light?
No, not at all. In my opinion, you saw the best Daniel Cormier that, you know, we're going to see, that we have ever seen, I should say, so far. So Daniel brought everything he had, and, you know, it just wasn't enough to beat John.
DC, you know, he has this remarkable background in wrestling, and you too, you were also a wrestler as well, but he's been known for the striking game. When you look at DC, do you look at a wrestler? Do you look at a striker, a kickboxer? What do you look in DC when you look at him as a fighter?
Just a complete mixed martial artist. He's got submissions under his belt, obviously, from submitting Dan Henderson. I haven't even gotten a submission yet. My record is I've had more fights than him. You know what I mean? So it's a little weird seeing that.
Yeah.
But his stand-up is crisp. His wrestling, of course, is on point. I don't really see any flaws in Daniel's game. He's a beast. That's all I can say.
So what can we expect? What have you been preparing for, DC? Because lately you've been on a run. You've been absolutely amazing, just knocking people out. Your fight against Alexander Gustafsson, who gave really Jones his toughest competition, in my opinion. I mean, he really pushed him to the test. And you made it look so easy when you defeated Alexander Gustafsson. So what are some of the things that you've been working on against DC? Because obviously compared to Gustafsson, DC is a completely different fighter. He's shorter. He's not lengthier. So what are we looking at here when you go into this fight against DC?
I mean, this is a fight I've been preparing for everything. I've prepared for a stand-up war, obviously. But, of course, you know, he's going to go to his wrestling. That's you know, that's where his heart is, you know, is in his wrestling. So I've been preparing for wrestling. And I've just been preparing to get up if he takes me down. I've just had to make sure I'm prepared in every situation possible for this fight.
And Anthony, you were a heavyweight at one point. DC was a heavyweight at one point. Obviously, you guys are shedding down the weight. How often?
I was never heavyweight. I just took one fight at heavyweight. I was walking around my normal weight.
What is your normal weight?
Back then it was like 232, 233. I'm like, 220, 227. It's like my walk around weight.
So it's not that hard to shed the weight compared to other guys that, went all the way from heavyweight to all that.
Not at all.
So that at this point, that doesn't really matter whether, he comes in a little heavier on fight day. If he was just to lose the weight, it doesn't really matter the fact that you had a competition heavyweight or whatnot. Doesn't mean it'll make a difference in the fight.
No, it doesn't make a difference to me.
Gotcha. Well, I'm totally excited, and obviously we're going to – I could just picture when you – both of you guys going at it one-on-one with your sharp striking and his sharp striking. Who knows what's going to happen? But in the Black Zillions, you guys been on the roll. Vitor is also on the fight card, and he's going to be fighting for a title. Have you guys helped each other? How have you guys played a role in each other motivating each other? Hey, let's make this a 2-0 night. Come on, May 23rd.
He has his own style of fighting. I have my own style of fighting. We went from fighting two different type of fighters to fighting basically the same type of fighters. But, we don't really train together, but we train beside each other, if you get what I'm saying. We definitely, when we end up doing our rounds, we're right there in each other's ear, encouraging each other and just doing what we can to make sure we stay motivated and try and get that goal.
Yeah, and definitely your camp, though, has had major success. And at one point there was a little challenge, but it's just been up to another level now. And what do you credit that? What are some of the changes that have taken place in the Black Zillions? And now with the whole Ultimate Fighter, Black Zillions versus American Top Team, right now actually you guys are ahead. Tell us about the camp.
Camp is like camp as always. Nothing has changed. We if anything, we're just more focused. That's it. Nothing has changed. People come join the team. It's really no different than the other camps I've ever had, or either one of us.
Well, Anthony, I know you're a big wrestling fan. I saw you at SmackDown. Any chance that maybe one day after your MMA career, you might look at an opportunity inside the professional wrestling game? Have you ever thought about that?
You never know. You never know what might happen. Kurt Angle is a good friend of mine. It's not like I couldn't get into the business, but right now my main focus is mixed martial arts and other investments, you know what I mean? Wrestling is just not on the radar right now.
Knowing that you are friends with Kurt Angle, and Angle, we all know his history as an Olympic wrestler, have you gotten some tips of him, or have you trained with him at any chances wrestling?
No, not at all.
Did the thought ever come by your head, knowing that this guy is
no.
phenomenal?
No, not at all. Not at all. Both of us are just on two different paths right now. You know what I mean? So it just hasn't crossed my mind. And, this is mixed martial arts, not wrestling. So I'm sticking to mixed martial arts.
But I was pertaining to actually the Olympic wrestling, not the professional wrestling. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have ever, talked to him about maybe something that he might teach you, not knowing that he has an Olympic wrestling background and he won the medal.
No, not at all. Well, by the time I met Kurt, he was already had his injuries and, things like that from wrestling. So it wasn't time to really screw around with him, I should say.
Gotcha. Well, Anthony, I want to thank you so much. You're a humble guy, man, and I know that you're an emotional guy. If you win this title, man, you think you're going to shed some tears here out of joyness?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of just, whatever happens at that moment, then that's what it is, I'm not trying to visualize that far ahead. I'm just trying to visualize this fight. I'm definitely visualizing myself winning, but as far as the celebration goes, I don't know what will happen.
Well, Anthony, I want to thank you so very much. Wish you very good luck on May 23 UFC pay-per-view coming up the Memorial Day weekend. I can't wait, and I'm sure the rest of the world can't wait. Good luck against your fight against DC.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Anthony. Dodgers is Space, guys. Massage is the Space is the place to go if you need your massage at an affordable price. MassageSpace.com, located in Miami. Also, if you want to taste some great, delicious, healthy meals, fast food meals, head on over to PDQ Restaurants. That's PDQ Restaurants. Check out the new one located in Miami on Flagler Street. That's PDQ Restaurants. Check them out. All right, there you go. Anthony Johnson and DC headlining the next UFC pay-per-view. I can't tell you how pumped I am because, again, if both men, I know Johnson's going to do his stand-up game. There's no doubt about that. But if DC stands squares off with him at a long time, whew, boy, we're going to see fireworks. I am pumped for that fight. And then Vitor and Chris Weidman on that fight card. Listen, if you're not seeing that pay-per-view, and heck, even if you're not an MMA fan, just a fight fan, I advise you that you check that fight because guess what? You will get your money's worth. This is not going to be like Pacquiao and Mayweather. You're not going to see 12 rounds of dancing around, dancing salsa inside a ring. You're going to see action. I promise you. And if not, then you can find me in the street and slap me. Let's talk about Pacquiao and Mayweather in just a few seconds. But I want to just bring up that Mark Munoz, who we have had here on the show, has announced that he will retire. And the decision really is motivated by his children. But what better way to finish it, right, than to fight at UFC Fight Night 66, which will be taking place in the Philippines. You know, he has Filipino background, so you can't get any better than that. Now, Reebok has announced how much money it will pay the fighters. Remember, they did a deal with the UFC that the UFC fighters will wear Reebok-produced equipment and shirts and so forth. So now it comes out being, by the way, that was reportedly a $70 million deal. It was a 5.5-year deal worth $70 million, and it starts on UFC 189 on July 11th. Now, how much would the fighters get paid? Remember, fighters would usually, they would find sponsorship to put them on their banners, to put them on their clothing. That's how it used to work, or it still works, until July 11th. And they will make their fair sum. You know, they weren't limited to what they can only have. Now, if you fight for the UFC, you're obligated to wear this Reebok product, and you can't have any other sort of advertisement on your banner. So, some fighters are upset. Some are okay with it. But how the payout system works is it usually starts from $2,500 for fighters who have fights between 1 and 5. So they fought about no more than 5 fights. They get $2,500 in addition to whatever the UFC is going to pay them. And it could top up to $40,000 for champions. Again, this is in addition to whatever the UFC pays you. And perhaps you have endorsements somewhere else, but you can showcase them and the fight night. Is this fair? Well, I mean, it really kind of sets a deal. I mean, you don't see the NFL, Tom Brady, who now is being accused of deflating the ball, the footballs, have an exclusive deal with Colgate. You know, the NFL regulates it. So it kind of really squares off everything in any money situation. I don't see it as a bad thing. I think it's a great thing, and it levels off things, and you don't have to go all the runaround. You know, everything is just pretty much stable. So I think it's a great, great idea for the UFC to do this. There's nothing wrong with it. I know Miles Jury had a fit and threw away all his Reebok product, saying that they were lowballing him, but I'm sure they're going to get things squared away. Now, I want to talk about Mayweather and Pacquiao before we end this episode today. Mayweather and Pacquiao was a fight that we all expected if you are a fight fan. There is nothing new. There is nothing surprising. There is nothing shocking. If you are a two-fight fan, if you have been following the career of Floyd Mayweather, you knew he was going to do that. He is by far the best defensive boxer in history. The guy can move like a bee. You can't hit him. He'll hit you a couple of times, but that is what he does best. And if you want to continue to be undefeated, and this has worked for you for so long, why try to reinvent the wheel? Stick to what you know, and that is stick and move, stick and move, run away, run around. You know Pacquiao was going to hit you. Everybody knows that. He's more of an offensive boxer. It's not a surprise. So why is everyone upset and why are people filing lawsuits against Pacquiao saying that he didn't deliver a good product? And mind you, he has reported that he was injured prior to the fight. And in fact, he might even get fined for that. He wanted to go with the fight despite of the injury. But why are people so upset? This is nothing new. And now perhaps we're going to get a rematch sometime next year. Because Pacquiao needs to go under the knife to heal his injury. But guys, don't get upset. This was expected. You knew this was going to happen. You knew that Mayweather is not stupid enough to trade blows with Pacquiao. He knows that. He's a smart fighter. And will there be a second one? I'm pretty sure. Let's really think about it. For the first 6-7, I wouldn't even go to 9 rounds, the fight was pretty even. Although most of the rounds were going more to Mayweather, but it was pretty even. Let's face it. Don't get pissed. Don't be filing lawsuits. Come on. This is nothing surprising. I don't care how much money you bet. You should be smarter than that. How are you going to bet on something that you already know the outcome? Shame on you people for bursting out and going crazy on social media saying, oh, this is boring and dancing. Yes, this was expected. This is nothing new. If they tell you, hey, there's a hole there, don't walk into it. You walked into the hole. You knew it was there. So here's a spoiler alert. If both these men fight again, make sure to bet your money on Mayweather. Hashtag just saying. Check us out, theromanshow.com for the latest interviews. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/romanshowmedia. And follow us on Twitter, @theromanshow. So that said, I'll see you next week, Eddie Alvarez and other guests online here on The Roman Show. Till next time, have a good day, guys.